Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Aw, yeah. Aw, yeah. Aw, yeah. Aw, yeah. Aw, yeah. Yeah. Hey, good morning. It's 6.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We amped it up a little bit.
I just crashed through a brick wall. I'm a big bowl of red punch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Anyway, folks, it is the Plan B Morning Show. Brock with Hunter. Good morning, buddy.
Hey.
Let's keep removing. It's time for your WTF of the day, 6 a.m. version.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Look, I don't want to ruin your day with this, okay?
Oh,
I know. I know this seems like a terrible thing to do to you listening right now, and you, Hunter, but I got to do it. I got to call out the stupidity of this lady and the world we're living in, okay?
Come on, lady.
There's a 27-year-old woman named Allie Burton who works as a personal trainer at a gym in West Sussex in the UK. Hey, if any of our buddies in the UK are listening to this, I want you to find Allie, and I want you to say, hey, knock it off, Allie.
Shape up.
Here's a problem, though, Hunter. She's a personal trainer who's afraid of sweat. Now, look, this really builds into the most ridiculous story. She says her anxiety disorder is triggered by touching things with, quote, hygiene issues. So a few weeks into her job back in 2019, when her boss told her to pick up a towel off the floor, she wouldn't do it.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
That caused a lot of issues at the job, obviously, and eventually she filed a case against the gym for unlawful harassment. Dude.
Oh, come on.
Dude, it gets worse.
Come on.
The judge at an employment hearing ruled in her favor. Now, they're still trying to figure out what kind of settlement she's going to get. So, folks, I'm going to lay this out again. There is a woman, okay, who went through all the steps to become a personal trainer. All this time being afraid of sweat. And then, while she's at her job that she applied for, who has the right to tell her, hey, could you do this, please, as part of your job description? She said, no, I'm not doing it. I'm afraid of sweat. I'm not doing it. And now she won a suit against them for harassment. Are you kidding?
I don't know what to say. I have nothing to say on this. This is just common sense. But apparently it's not, because it was ruled in favor of her. So
I don't get this. What in the F has this world come to? You know what I think it is? She probably thought she was too good to pick up a towel off the floor. She's like, I'm not doing that. I'm afraid of sweat. I can't do it.
All
right. No, I'm afraid of sweat, and you can't judge me for that, so I'm not doing it.
No, lady, no. Even so, if you did, you knew going into it.
Why
would
this
was going to be a problem at some point?
Yeah, yeah. No, honestly, I'm calling it right now. I think she just thought she was too good to pick up that towel, so she made up a ridiculous thing about being afraid of sweat. Or, to her, a personal trainer or working out is just going to the gym and taking horse pose pics. That to her is probably a workout.
Dude, I just want to give her a big sweaty hug. I'm serious. Just like after a 7-hour wrestling practice.
Ooh, this is how we sweat it up. This is how we sweat it up. Is what we do is we get some hunk. I mean, just some gorgeous chunk of man meat. We get him a good workout, and then we go to Allie and be like, Allie, would you like a hug? I just got done with this workout. Yeah. I'm all sweaty. If she hugs that guy, I call BS, man.
Get it on video.
Get it on video. Like, look at this judge. Yeah, Allie's full of it. She doesn't mind sweat. She just doesn't like working. That's what it is. Oh, man.
She just wants to get paid to take horse pose pics.
Look, my mother raised me to not, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. But you know what? I don't like this woman. I don't like this woman one bit. I don't like her at all.
She's probably been coasting through her life,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Just used to people folding right in front of her.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Obviously, she's not folding towels, so you got that going.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's your infuriating WTF of the day.
God.
We'll be back.